It's Friday, and on Fridays we talk about the week's business news with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start with this story about a venue in Elk Grove that people use for weddings. It's called the Falls Event Center. There's some uncertainty about the future of this place, and that's got some brides and grooms pretty stressed out.
That's right. A notice at the property says the event center could be sold at auction at the end of this month in a trustee sale. The notice cites an unpaid balance of $8 million on a construction loan. Now, this facility is currently open, but its future is unclear, and that's concerning for brides who have put down deposits to use the venue in the future.
Well, who owns this place?
The parent company is based in Utah, and it's facing some problems of its own, including a lawsuit filed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's accused of falsely claiming its event centers were profitable as it raised $120 million from investors. The Falls has 8 event centers, and in addition to the one in Elk Grove, there's one other local site, which is in Roseville. Now, that site will not be included in the auction that I mentioned earlier.
Well, with that Elk Grove location, does the city of Elk Grove have any plans if that place closes? Are there maybe some other venues that could host those weddings?
Well, the city doesn't currently operate venues for those kinds of events, but a new community center with a main hall for events is in the works in Elk Grove, and that's expected to be completed in 2019.
Well, in the meantime, I suppose those brides and grooms may want to have a backup plan.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. In real estate news, the first sale of a condo atop the Kimpton Sawyer Hotel in downtown Sacramento has closed escrow. The price tag, a drop in the bucket, a paltry $4.1 million.
Yes. Representatives of the Sacramento Kings say this closing marks a big step in downtown's evolution. JMA Ventures and the Kings started marketing these 45 condominiums over a year ago, but construction only wrapped up in recent months. We don't know the exact square footage of the condo that sold for $4.1 million, but people familiar with the deal say the sale likely sets a per square foot record in Sacramento for a condominium.
Yeah, not really the affordable housing people are asking for. What's the bigger picture here? Does this mean we'll see similar projects move forward on the grid?
That's a good question. Nothing's ever a guarantee, of course, but the sale could be encouraging for other developers who are considering condo projects in the urban grid but still need to find financing.
And there was another expensive property in the news. A home featured in the movie Lady Bird is for sale in East Sacramento.
Yes. Now, first of all, we're not talking about that home. You know, that well-known blue house that's featured in the movie. This home that we're talking about for sale was actually featured in the opening scenes of the movie, and it's listed for $3.895 million.
Man, that's a lot of money, Sonia. What does $3.895 million get you?
Well, the home is 6,600 square feet, and it has 6 bedrooms, along with amenities such as a basement converted into a wine cellar. The home was built in 1942, but the current owners have apparently done a significant amount of work to make it modern. And of course, if you buy it, you'll be able to brag about living in a home featured in an Oscar-nominated film.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.